Well, Coach, a great game tonight. Fourth quarter, I mean, just a whirlwind of emotions, I bet. I mean, had a 10-point lead, but able to come away with a 2-point win. Overall, though, to be 0-1 or 1-0 conference play, I'm sure is something you're never going to complain about.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a win over, you know, beating John's teams are hard. You know, it'll come easy. We just had too many turnovers early, missed some easy baskets. And I thought third quarter we picked up our pressure, kind of bothered them a little bit, made some easy ones, built our lead in the fourth, shot 20 free throws, which is great. Unfortunately, only made 7, but we sneak out of here with a win. So, like I said, I mean, you'll take any day of the week, but... we definitely could have made it a little easier on ourselves, but take a win any way we can get it.
I thought you touched on it there. I mean, the biggest difference I thought from the first half to the second half was the turnovers. And like you said, in the first quarter or first half, you had too many turnovers. But I thought the second half, you guys did a better job of taking care of the ball. And I thought the way that you guys were able to get into your sets without turning it over was really the big difference maker.
Yeah. The first half, I think, like I said, we turned it over too much. And we were driving to the basket, but we were looking to pass instead of looking to score. And I thought, in the second half we valued the ball better. And then we attacked the rim to score and made some easy ones.
Weston Nielsen with 17 points, 11 of those came in the third quarter. It seemed like you guys were just running every play for him in the third quarter. And the way that he was just able to really give you guys a big lift was something that really stood out to me.
Yeah, obviously, he does a pretty good job, and we feel like he's one of the better shooters in the area. So anytime he can get a good look at one, he needs to let it fly.
Of course, too, I thought two of your seniors stepped up pretty big with Callaway Smith and Brody Markley. Markley just was held scoreless in the first quarter, but the second half he just was looking to attack the hole. He was aggressive, able to draw a couple fouls as well. And then Callaway, with this being his first game, the way that he showed no fear going to the basket as well as taking some of those threes. Anytime you have those two seniors stepping up big for you, you're going to put yourselves in a good situation to win.
Yeah, I thought Brody picked and chose his spots and opportunities to drive it better in the second half, and it worked out better for him. And yeah, Callaway, he's practiced twice, Wednesday and Thursday. First two times in probably 3 weeks, and kind of made a last second decision to throw him out here tonight. I'm glad I did. He's probably gonna be pretty sore, but made a big three, made some free throws. I'm sure I can't really remember, but I'm sure he got some big rebounds and did some nice things in his first action in, like I said, about 3 weeks.
And that's not an easy thing to do whenever you haven't been practicing, you haven't been getting up and down the floor to be thrust into that situation. And just the confidence that he showed, I thought, was really a big difference maker and really something that really propelled you guys to the win.
I thought he's a confident kid, and he stepped in and knocked that one down, and steps up to the line confident, and he just gives us a little bit something extra. And he can shoot, he can pass, he can play guard, he can play about anywhere, and just doesn't do anything great, but does a lot of very nice things that go unnoticed.
Talk about how hard it is beating an Altamont team coached by John Niebergi, and the first win that you've had over them since your regional championship in 22, and I'm sure that's something that's got to feel really good.
Yeah, his teams are always, hard-nosed, and John and I get along great, and I haven't beat him often, so we'll take it any way we can get it.
And of course, too, with conference play starting today, getting that first win in conference play and what you know is not going to be an easy conference to get wins in, I'm sure it's just going to be a great confidence booster to start off 1-0 in NTC play.
Yeah, absolutely, after we kind of give Vandalia credit Tuesday, because I think they're pretty darn good, but we didn't play very well, just to get this win tonight and hopefully keep the ball rolling. I mean, it doesn't get any easier at Woodlawn Tuesday, who's really good. So get some rest this weekend and get back at it Monday.